You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
Almighty God, we give you thanks for this morning where you call to our attention your great love for us, your great compassion. This morning, as we've heard your word, and Lord, for those of us who receive or just see the ashes this morning, may they be a reminder that your grace and your mercy is sufficient for us. It's in Christ's holy name that I pray. Amen. Well, friends, as I mentioned, today is Ash Wednesday. In the church's history, this was a day set aside to prepare for Easter, prepare for Good Friday and Easter, 40 days, and to remember that we're not perfect. We're far from it. Now, you guys are awesome. I love each one of you so much. But be honest with yourself for just a moment. Have you ever done anything that you regret? Have you ever done anything that you wish you could take back? I think all of us, even if you're not raising your hand and you don't have to do that, I think all of us, if we're being honest, there's things that we've done and left undone that we're not proud of. I've told this story before, but I have a dear friend. He's a grandfather now. He's well into his 70s, but when he was a little boy, he did a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. And he told this story to me several years ago. He and his little sister were fighting. They were 7 and 5 years old. Little guys. Little guy and little gal. And they were fighting and arguing. And my friend Jim waited for his opportunity. And when his sister was arguing with him, opened her mouth to tell on him, Jim grabbed what was in the foyer, a bottle of bug spray. And do you know what he did? He sprayed it right into his sister's mouth as she was crying out to mom. A horrible thing. Now, don't do that. Do not go home and do that. It's a horrible thing. Would you want that to happen to you? No. Now, in the moment, his mom happened to be around the staircase, and she saw everything. And he realized what he had done. He dropped the bug spray and ran up the stairs to his room, slammed the door, and hid under the bed. Now, the mom did not have time to go deal with him, so she picked up her daughter, and they went straight to the hospital. So little 7-year-old Jim was waiting under his bed until his dad got home. He knew he was in trouble. Have you ever been in a place like that? You just knew you were in trouble? All of us have been there, right? Well, he's waiting and waiting, and finally it's time. His dad pulls the car into the driveway. He can hear the engine stop. He can hear the door shut. And he can hear the front door open. And he can hear the heavy steps going up the stairs. And Jim is crying and hoping that his dad doesn't know where he is. But his dad opens the bedroom door, and there's Jim lying on the bed crying. And what do you think his dad did? He didn't say a word. He simply held his arms out like this. And Jim, crying, ran to his father and was embraced and held. And they didn't say a word. Now, I say all this to you as a powerful illustration as far as I'm concerned, that you and I, sometimes we're sorry, we say the words I'm sorry because we're fearful of punishment or we're afraid of getting in trouble. But we just heard the choir and we all sang these words too in verse 8 of Psalm 103. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, long-suffering, it means patient, and of great goodness. You and I, we can be sorry for the things we've done, but we run into the loving arms of a God who says, I forgive you, and I love you, and no matter what you do, I'm here for you. Now, you know what that did for my friend Jim? That changed his life. Is that to say he did everything perfectly for the rest of his life? No. But it changed his view of his parents, of his family, and ultimately of God. God's not angry at us. He's not wanting to rub our nose in our problems, but instead he has his arms wide open wanting to love us and forgive us and give us his peace. So this morning, for those of us who receive ashes and for those of us who stay in our seat and prefer not, the word goes out to all of us. God has his arms wide open and he says, I love you and I forgive you. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you will join us at one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.